This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you, that exceptional American, I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. And, of course, we have just a spectacular hour ahead of us. Please visit our website, A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and of course, NewCaliforniaState.com, NewCaliforniaState.com, a lot of things going on there with New California, and we really, really, really appreciate your listenership and your donations. We've been getting donations both with Agenda 21 Radio and also NewCaliforniaState.com, and do appreciate that. It does pay for the gas that we use. We travel a lot. It's traveling a lot, a lot, a lot, and this is something that, of course, working well for us. Traveling, driving, what is wrong with us, right? What is wrong with us? Okay, we got this big breaking story. We're going to kind of jump on all of it. It is the story about Columbine. We're coming up to the, 20 years? Shocking. 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 20 years since Columbine. Boy, I remember it well. I think, you know, everybody in the education business, and I was certainly in education, I was being a vice principal at the time. And I absolutely remember that day and all the assorted and sundry things around it. And interesting what's been going on, though. The Columbine Killers, Klebold and Harris. Boy, did we investigate that one up and down and sideways and all this other good stuff. It was pretty amazing what happened all during that whole era of time, epoch of time, if you will, the Columbine thing. It's a 20th anniversary coming up. And you see, it's just in a couple of days. April 20th is the 20th anniversary of the Columbine shooting, and now some crazed teenager has a shotgun. Came all the way from Florida, apparently. Now, I'm not reporting and reading from this. This is a report that I got in my earpiece a little while ago about the whole thing. And it was kind of read to me by a friend of mine who was covering this. Because we stay in touch about the whole Columbine thing. Us former school administrators and current school, because it's a school safety issue. That's just one of it, but also we did a lot of investigation for this on the radio program that I was doing at the time. Cut to 1999 to 2019. Wow. What a long time. Lots happened, huh? It's a different world. It's a different world. Now what we're fighting is, of course, the demographic shift and change of America with all these different crazies that are out there. We've got this story going on about this girl who's come from, apparently, she's obsessed with the Columbine shooting, and she's now running around the whole area where Columbine High School is with a shotgun, looking to kill people, mimic the whole thing. That's what we're finding out. That's what we're finding out. And I'm telling you, this scares the bejesus out of a lot of people in schools and so on, because, you know, you don't want to be a target in any kind of school shooting. And, of course, we were one of the first ones. I was one of the first school administrators to come out in the nation and say, teachers and administrators need to be armed. Do not interfere with arming teachers and administrators, right? Of course, what did California do? California went out and armed, you know, disarmed everybody. Right. That's exactly what happened in, pre-19, which is the history. This is the other thing. You go back and you check out the history of making gun-free zones. Gun-free zones are invitations. I don't care where you're at. They're invitations to, of course, encourage people to bring guns and kill people. It tells them where the soft targets are. And Columbine was a soft target. It had been disarmed. Nobody was allowed to have a weapon on the campus or in and around the campus. I don't know. Some places had different, like 20 feet, 100 feet, 1,000 feet. You had to be 1,000 feet away to have a gun for a gun-free zone or something. They had all kinds. Some states had different notions about enforcing the gun-free legislation. Now, it's a piece of legislation. I'm just doing this off the top of my head. We reported, so help a brother out. But I believe it was Bill Clinton. No, it was before Clinton. The Safe and Safe Schools Act or something like that. Back in 1989 or 1990, somewhere around there. I'm gonna have to, you know, when the break comes up, I'll cheek it out. That was the first disarming of. That was the first time the notion of gun-free zones. And gun, you know, so schools were declared gun-free zones. And they made it with the feds. If you want to apply for a federal grant in your school district, you got to comply with our gun-free zone business. And now we have free speech zones. Hey, your free speech zone's over there. Are you kidding me? There is no such thing as a free speech zone. I don't care if your state government and your police set up a free speech zone. It's illegal. Ignore it. Tell them to shove it. So you have free speech anywhere, everywhere in this country. No one can take that away from you except, the politically correct try to, right? No, it's not the way it works. You can't control speech that way. I can't wait for this to get to the Supreme Court or something like that, because you know they're going to try and do that, right? So anyway, this is what we have known so far, is that this young lady is now trying to trying to go out and shoot somebody. At least they say they've locked down all these schools. You got about 500, half a million kids in the area of Colorado, completely at home now, not at school, because they're trying to track this maniac, homicidal maniac. Well, can't say she's homicidal because she hasn't killed anybody, but wants to kill people. And so they're rounding up the usual suspects, as they say. Does that make sense? Nothing like rounding up the usual suspects, and that's exactly what they're doing here in this particular case, and they're getting down to it. Now, we're going to come up to a break here pretty darn quick. In fact, in about 30 seconds, we're going to come up to a break. And when we come back, man, do we have a lot going on when we come back. We're going to get back more into this Columbine thing. I'll try and figure out what law it was. We did a whole big thing on this. So that's why it's readily available on the Agenda 21 radio website, and you can pick it up there. Okay, so other stories that we're going to be covering, though. Laguna Beach shows its conservative stripes, which, of course, it is conservative. And all of Orange County is conservative. You've got to remember that just because they say, oh, they lost all their members of the House of Representatives to illegal voting, it wasn't illegal. The illegal was turned legal by the California legislature. That's called, what was the issue about that? Ballot harvesting. Remember, you have a monoparty dictatorship here in California, and they turned the legal into the illegal. And therefore legalized ballot harvesting, which meant that they could elect anybody they wanted to, and they did. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Ben.
he's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Okay, so from the Denver Post, we have this article. It says here, massive manhunt underway for Florida woman infatuated with Columbine, now armed with shotgun in Colorado. Sol Pay, I guess her name is, purchased a shotgun and ammunition in Colorado after arriving from Miami, officials say. Nice. Says this is from the Denver Post. I guess I told you that. I just want to make sure you know. It says officials secured schools across the Denver area Tuesday as the FBI and local police hunted for a woman, quote, infatuated with the Columbine school shooting, who had arrived to Colorado the night before, made threats, and was considered armed and extremely dangerous. Okay. Sol Pay, P-A-I-S, I think that's the way you pronounce it, Pay-S, maybe. I've seen that name before, and I can't remember how we pronounced it. See, because being a former educator, we had vast arrays of names, last names. It says, who traveled to Colorado from Miami was believed to be in the Denver-Littleton area after purchasing a pump-action shotgun as well as ammunition after leaving Denver International Airport, said Dean Phillips, special agent in charge of the Denver FBI office during a Tuesday night news conference. This has become a massive manhunt, Phillips said. Authorities confirmed it was her presence that triggered lockouts. Now, first time in a long time I've heard the proper way to describe students being protected by a system that prevents the shooters to get to them. Meaning, everybody has always used the terminology lockout, lockdown, right? Instead of lockout, they say lockdown, like they're in prisons. This is the way it goes. This is, in schools, lock out. You don't lock students down. They're not prisoners. You want to use that? See, I think it's a disparaging term. I always taught my people in these situations of school safety drills and everything, always taught them they're lockouts. We're not lock. The kids are not the perps, the prisoners. We're protecting them. And see, it connotes, now when I say the term lockout, what's that mean? It tells you what it is. We're locking people out of the room. Hello? Lockdown. We're locking you in the room. See, I know it's very important that we use that terminology, though, because I'll tell you why. It connotes something completely different in terms of an awareness for you. That's why this is now from the speeches I always give and the presentations I always give about lockdowns, lockouts, and all this other stuff. It's very important that you use the right terminologies in the emergency situations. This is what I'm saying. It's a lockout, and they've did it here. They've done it here. What is wrong? So this is as it says. Authorities confirmed it was her presence that triggered lockouts. Outer doors are bolted, but classes continue as normal. First at Columbine High School and more than 20 other Jefferson County institutions, then dozens of other schools across the wider metro. Now, let me clarify this. Obviously, and we should probably call them. What they're saying is that more than 20 Jefferson County school institutions continued their classes as normal. Basically, they're saying the classroom doors were locked and no one can get in as class continued. Okay, now that's something different when you have an active shooter on campus, right? You think it's not any different. You go to lockout, period. If you're in a situation like this and your classes are going to continue as normal, now they're not going on as normal right now. My understanding, there's nobody going to classes in the area because they're trying to find, so all the schools are closed in the Denver area, in Littleton area. Late Tuesday night, Cherry Creek Schools announced that all schools will be closed tomorrow. Okay, so here we go. Wednesday the 17th, due to the safety concerns, they have a credible threat against the schools in the area. The district on Twitter said all activities and athletics are also canceled. Employees are told not to report for work. Then a short time later, the Douglas County School District also the domino effect. Most other school districts also announced that it would be closed. And now, my understanding, it's all they're all done. They're all closed. So Jefferson County Sheriff Jeff Shader, who was with his sheriff's office when Columbine happened, said the incident has opened wounds. I bet. We take these threats seriously. It's certainly not the first time that we've had it. First time that we've had it involving Columbine High School. Trader said at the Tuesday night news conference, this opens on wolves, especially on the anniversary week for those families who are most deeply impacted by this. Those impacted included people across the country, Trader said. The threats came just 4 days before the 20th anniversary of the massacre, during which two students killed 12 of their classmates and a teacher. Officials said there has been no decision made yet whether to cancel these classes at Columbine and other Denver area schools Wednesday, but they said they planned to be in contact with school superintendents. Stan Hilke, executive director of the Colorado Department of Public Education, said federal, state, and local authorities are working together, including multiple school districts. It's a dynamic situation. It can change rapidly, said Columbine, an agent of change, produced this type of cooperation being carried out between law enforcement, Hilke said. On Tuesday, following the initial precautions at Columbine and elsewhere, the Jefferson County, Colorado Department of Education recommended all Denver area schools close. Now, my understanding, they're all closed, including Littleton schools. That's my understanding. But, you know, gee, I could be wrong about these sort of things. So the Denver Post are reporting that. Said the Miami, who is this Paris kid? Paris? A call to Paris parents in Surfside, Florida on Tuesday afternoon was interrupted by a man who identified himself as an FBI agent who said he was interviewing them. Miami Herald reported that Payos lives in Surfside and that she has been reported missing Monday night by her parents. The man who identified himself as Price Fowler told the Miami newspaper that he had lost contact with his daughter on Sunday. I wonder why this is going on. A bulletin. A bulletin sent to local police and authorities do not have probable cause to arrest her yet. We don't know yet. Listener. Sorry for that. A listener. Anyway, said that the local police said authorities do not have probable cause to arrest her, but that she should be detained for a mental health evaluation. Aha, here we go. Really makes you think. Mike Taplin, a spokesman for the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, said about 24 schools, including Columbine, were placed on lockout. See, they're using the right term. Thank you. Thank you. They're using the right term. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I've been on the radio for years saying use the term lockout, not lockdown. Big thing when you're fighting these kind of things because, you know, you're saying, Paul, you're just obsessing about it. I am. These kind of little details save lives in the end. So the lockout is less serious than a lockdown. That's their terminology. They're not quite over it yet. They should get over it. Sheriff's officials initially said only that they were investigating. There was no threat to a specific school, they said. It's still going to get to the whole thing as to why she's here and gone from Florida. This is where the conspiracy comes in. Why would a young lady that old, 18, go all the way from Florida to Colorado.
Doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, we got that man that was convicted on sex trafficking. Brutal. Yeah, actually, it's more than a man. It's his wife as well. She was convicted of sex trafficking. Yeah. Yeah, that I just... Okay, then the Columbine thing. Kids. Okay, so I want to get back into something a little bit more palatable. Gavin Newsom. I know, my listeners love Gavin Newsom. What's there not to love about the guy, right? Gavin Newsom. Yeah, you'd be happy to know that Gavin is out saving the world now. Right. He's out saving the world. Remember he went down to El Salvador to see everybody down there at MS-13 world, where MS-13 really is in charge of the government. That's kind of what we know out there. Yeah, so he traveled down there on the 7th, and he came back just the other day. Now, the LA Times is covering it. The LA Times is... They're on it. They're absolutely on it. Says, during his three-day fact-finding trip, Governor Newsom heard the people of El Salvador give many reasons why migrants flee to the United States. Gangs export small businesses and kill those who dare to cross boundary lines in some El Salvador neighborhoods. Police and military have been accused of brutalizing their communities. Women have been imprisoned for having miscarriages. And the Central American country's LGBTQ citizens face discrimination. Nearly one-third Salvadorans live in poverty. Only one-third. Huh. Now, it's kind of interesting. There was a great story. Where'd that story come from? We must have posted it. This is a quote now. Many people die, and for us, when you're young, it's very sad to see that life is not respected, said David Escobar Fuentes, a 26-year-old Salvadoran, who said he unsuccessfully fled to the United States last year after gangs extorted his family's farming business. See, I said, this is what I'm telling you, the gangs are in charge down there. It's sad to see a little kid just a few months old that has been shot in the neck. There is no justice in the country. The problems in El Salvador are vast, complex, and deeply ingrained in the country's societal fabric. Too difficult for a visiting governor to solve. I'm sorry, the author is not on here. What is wrong with this? This is from the LA Times. I'm just going to go down here and see if the author's name is embedded. It's not. That was a nice little write there, though. So you have a picture here. It's Gavin Newsom with his wife, Jennifer Siebel Newsom, visit the tomb of Archbishop Oscar Romero at Metropolitan Cathedral in San Salvador, El Salvador, with Father Francisco Villalobos. Romero was assassinated in 1980 because he advocated for human rights and the poor. Mm-hmm. But as President Trump seeks to cancel U.S. aid to El Salvador and wall off the southern border with Mexico, Newsom hopes to help stimulate jobs in the economy there, a commitment he made after discussions with the country's officials and business leaders. The governor described the efforts as replacing Trump's border wall with a wall of economic opportunity around El Salvador, one that gives people fewer reasons to leave. Now, as I look around at the vast array of people in Los Angeles, as an example. Now, some might quibble about the numbers. And the numbers being, you know, are there 50,000 or 60,000 homeless? But, you know, I was telling somebody yesterday, I've been to all 58 states, or 58 counties in California. And with the exception, I think, of one. In every county I saw homeless people. Now, some counties are very small in population, so that what they can accommodate in terms of the homeless people, of course, is not great. And plus, the weather environment in some of those counties, one of the counties in Eastern California, in particular, just based upon the number, you didn't have a lot, but they were there. They're ubiquitous throughout California, homeless people. And, of course, the economy is in a shambles in California. Businesses have fled. Now, it's kind of interesting. I'm going to read this to you because this is why I say, hey, Gavi, baby, can you help a brother out? Gavin, brother, can you help a brother out? And I know everybody's sitting there going, what the heck are you talking about, homie? Well, see, Gavin Newsom needs to be able to help a brother out, right? He needs to help a brother out, and he's not doing it. That's the point behind all this, is what I'm saying. What Gavin Newsom is doing is pandering to political fears, right? That's what he's doing. He's pandering to political fears. He's fear-mongering, if you will. Ah, fear-mongering for Gavin Newsom? That's not hard to believe, is it? No, it's not hard to believe at all. Gavin Newsom is clearly fear-mongering with everybody. Talk about disingenuous. Gavin Newsom is the most disingenuous of the people I've ever seen in political life, actually. That's my opinion. But this is what is happening in El Salvador. Now, I want you to remember, keep this in mind, he is the California governor as I read this statement. Gangs extort small businesses and kill those who dare to cross boundary lines in some El Salvador neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. It says police and military have been accused of brutalizing their communities. Women have been imprisoned for having miscarriages in Central American countries. LGBTQ citizens face discrimination. Now, I would really like to see the facts on that one. I mean, in all that little heaviness out there, they're going to face discrimination. Now, what normally happens is that they become really the lot of the dead in these types of environments. They don't face discrimination. They face death. So I find it absolutely fascinating that they're saying that they face discrimination. Now, that's the politicization of this whole process, because facing discrimination is what happens with LGBTQ here in the United States. There's no discrimination there. They just kill them. But you see, they've juxtapositioned that with, oh, the cause here. That's bad journalism. It's wrong. So, but here's what the bottom line to this whole thing is this. He's going down there to stop them from coming up to the United States and give them better opportunities in their countries. Who put him in charge of that? I thought we hired him to come. And then the hypocrisy of that is that if you want to stop them from coming up here, stop giving them incentives to come here. You know, like driver's licenses. I mean, that and money and resources and so on. Shut that off. And if you want to go back down there and rebuild, fine. But don't be so disingenuous and hypocritical as what you're being right now, Mr. Governor. Remember, he's your governor. Hey, remember this, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go. Today, Gavin Newsom is your governor, and tomorrow, when you wake up, he'll still be your governor. I'm just saying. But just think about this. One day you're going to go to sleep and Gavin Newsom's going to be your governor. He's going to be the governor of your state, California. And then the next day you're going to wake up and there's a new governor because you're in the new state of New California. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA.
800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. So many things to do, right? And we have Gavin Newsom. Now, Newsom, being a governor, this is the strategy for Newsom. We're going to make California a country. And I'm going to be El Presidente. You say, wait a minute, that's what you were saying about Jerry Brown. Well, Jerry Brown wasn't successful. However, Gavin, I'm going to hide in a tent cloistered from the people, Newsom. That's a reference, of course, to his inauguration. I am going to pontificate from El Salvador about the evils of the United States of America so that we can become one California. I am El Presidente, right? That's what we have going on. I'm going to get more information on that. You'd be surprised what, you know, when I, some of the informants that I have. You citizen journalists out there. I just have to crack up over this inference by the LA Times. And the LGBTQ citizens face discrimination. No, they don't. They face death. That's the way it rolls in El Salvador. With the gangs, are you kidding me? There's no discrimination for the LGBTQ people there. They kill them. Hello? Yet, you know, we got to have this little state. Oh, in the United States. No. It's not. Oh, no. It's El Salvador. They face discrimination. No, it's not. They face death. If you want to say there's discrimination in the United States, go ahead. They face death. Say it like it is, actually. Now, what causes all this death and destruction and mayhem down there, right? Well, the gangs do. Yeah, they do. The gangs and also the churches. You see, this is a marketplace for human beings. These human beings that can be packaged and shipped up to the United States and pay off the cartel. It's interesting if you're listening, by the way, and paying attention to some of the more prominent news outlets. They're now picking up on the theme of Agenda 21 Radio about this trafficking business, and they're saying the more reportage that's coming out now, there's more and more reportage coming out about, oh, the cartels, the coyotes, the cartels, they get their money from them. That whole money scheme that comes out of this, right? That whole money scheme. If a person wants to come up from El Salvador and they're a family unit, right? You got to have a child. So if you're a man, you want to come to El Salvador, you're going to need a child to come up because then you can claim asylum. It's a lot easier. course, that's just been fixed by Barr. I'll talk about that in a second, if we have time. So they get kids. They get little kids. They pay their money to the coyotes, they take them up. They might buy the kid, they might steal the kid, they might abduct the kid, but they get the kid. Best way to get to California, because you'll get a job. You'll probably get a government job if you're an illegal foreign national. Not only that, you'll get a driver's license. You'll get welfare benefits. You get school benefits. You get a hospitalization. Everything you can ask for here. Because why? Because California pays billions of dollars every year just for them. They strip the money away from other programs in California just to pay for those people coming across the border. Now, that's called incentivizing the trafficking in human flesh and slavery. And Gavin Newsom goes down to El Salvador to go galloping in on his big white horse? Are you kidding me? That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Gavin Newsom has no business going down there. Where he has all the business in the world is to be up here in this California. Protecting Californians like he's supposed to, but he's not doing that. No, he's playing the game. He's playing a PR game to somehow upstage the president in this crisis at the border. He's using lies and deceptions is what he's doing. That's typical Gavin Newsom. And what's the lies and the deception? The big lie, like I just talked about, is exactly what I'm saying. He is incentivizing these people to come up, and he knows it. If you want to stop these people, what they need to do is not be incentivized by coming up. Doesn't that make sense? If he wants to help them out, take away that incentivization. Because the incentivization actually falls upon who? It falls upon the coyotes and the gangsters. He's encouraging the gangsters to keep this chaos going. See, the gangsters are in charge down there. There is no lawful governance down there. It's lawlessness. And he knows it's lawlessness. So rather than to go down there and talk about, hey, you need some governance here. You need some lawful behavior. You need to get rid of these gangs. And to create a legal system that's going to adjudicate that, to get the military under control to stop and take on these people without the help of the church, because the church seems to be adding to it down there. Anybody down there will tell you that. They seem to be a part of the problem rather than a part of the solution. So how disingenuous can Gavin Newsom be and hypocritical? Oh, this is what a good governor would do. We're going to stop the incentivizations in California. No more incentivized trips for you. We're going to take away the $27 billion per year that we've been giving this incentivization program in California. We're going to shut it down. And people won't want to come here. We're going to shut her down. Now, you down there across the border, you figure out how to set up good governance. If you need the help of the federal government, great. Because the federal government is the place for that, not my state government. My state government should be in charge of making sure you're not drawn here improperly. We don't want to be the magnet for you to be drawn in through trafficking in human flesh and slavery. Modern-day slavery, Gavin Newsom's all in on it. This is just the deception behind the lie. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call
call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. You know, it's kind of interesting. The Attorney General has stepped in. And what the Attorney General has done is decided, you know what? He's decided to kind of hold up and change the rules of the game now at the border, which he can do. Is not a good thing. He's changing the rules of the game at the border. This is interesting, talking about the border. You remember this? In other words, we're going to talk about this story tomorrow, I promise you, because it's a part of what we're doing. But he has, the attorney, Bill Barr, has changed everything in terms of policies about how you can hold family units now. They're not being released, okay? But some other things going on. This is from the Epoch Times. Border Patrol Union says it's legal. Absolutely legal to drop illegals in sanctuary cities. National Border Patrol Counselor Brandon Judd claims Sunday that it's absolutely legal for the federal government to transport illegal immigrants to sanctuary cities. Judge argued during a Fox and Friends segment that President Donald Trump's proposed plan to do just that was brilliant and should have been cheered by the people on both sides. Brilliant, he said. Brilliant. Isn't that interesting? Just a brilliant statement, he said. You know, I find it very interesting that this sort of thing happened. I think it's kind of fun, if you know what I mean. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We got to run for time, believe it or not. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, tickets for the convention, Constitutional Convention number 4, are on sale now, so visit the website, newcaliforniastate.com, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.